On University of Redlands Week, more powerful brain scans can lead to changes in declarations of brain death. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tim Sieber, associate professor of science and media studies, takes a look inside our heads for more.
While brain images from drawings to photographs have a long history, it was not until the mid-1980s that scans of living brains could show structure and function in a medically useful way. Today, these scans are being asked to detect and depict less than fully conscious brain states, including brain death. Brain death is a fraught medical, political, and cultural subject bound up with the organ donation system, religious values, the law, and bioethics. The first standards for determining brain death were behavioral. A person could be declared brain dead if they did not respond to stimuli, breathe without a respirator, exhibit reflexes, or show electrical activity. Importantly, this declaration allowed for the harvesting of healthy organs for donation. But today, with powerful brain scanning tools, there is mounting pressure to not just observe the brain dead body, but to show brain death itself. The increasing importance of brain imaging was made popular in the case of Terri Schiavo. In 2005, a widespread public debate about her brain status was structured visually as a diptych, with family photographs contextualized as evidence of her aliveness contrasted to a brain scan showing massive tissue loss. A court finally determined, using images as evidence, that Schiavo was, in fact, brain dead. This case and others shows how increasingly reliant we are on brain portraits to structure, narrate, and give scientific backing to discussions about brain death. However, the promise that powerful images might dissolve ongoing difficulties about the ethical principles, cultural rituals, religious values, and public policy intermingling in the zone between the living and the dead is overstated. While families and others may want these images to do the work of making decisions more precise and certain, in fact, current imaging cannot give us visible evidence of brain death.
That was Tim Sieber of the University of Redlands. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.